أعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه.
الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد، قال الشيخ سليمان بن سليم الله الرحيلي حفظه الله ورعاه، وقال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه في خطبته: أيها الناس، عليكم بالطاعة والجماعة، فإنها حبل الله الذي أمر به، وإن ما تكرهون في الجماعة خير مما تحبون في الفرقة. رواه ابن عبد البر في تمهيد والطبراني. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: ونتيجة الجماعة رحمة الله ورضوانه وصلواته وسعادة الدنيا والآخرة وبياد الوجوه، ونتيجة الفرقة عذاب الله ولعنته وسواد الوجوه وبراءة الرسول منهم صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وبراهة الرسول منهم. وقال أيضا: ولهذا كان من أصول أهل السنة والجماعة لزوم الجماعة وترك قتال الأئمة وترك القتال في الفتنة. وأما أهل الأهواء كالمعتزلة فيرون القتال لأئمة من أصول دينهم.
لعلنا نزيد إن شاء الله.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، in continuation of our book Fiqh al-Fitan, our last discussions were upon the fifth ruling, al-Khamis, al-Aslu al-Khamis, the fifth ruling regarding how a Muslim handles himself during the time of tribulations, during the times of fitna. And the Sheikh says, min Fiqh al-Fitan, luzumu jama'ati al-Muslimin wa imamihim. From the things we have to know about and practice from Mashi'atullahi al-Shar'iyyah during the time of fitna is that Luzumul Jama'ah, the Muslim should stick to the generality of the rest of the Muslims, wa imami, and the leader of that group of Muslims. So in explaining that, he told us the hadith of Hudhaifah radiyallahu anhu. And after that, we read the author of Abdullah ibn Umar when he was in a gathering that was addressed by Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. In the opinion of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, those who should be rulers amongst the Muslims are those who are most exposed, those who have the best of thaqafa, those who are most learned in the matters of administration and all of this. But Abdullah ibn Umar was of the view that those who should be the rulers are those who came first in the religion, who have sacrificed more for Islam and their deen, and who have the greater knowledge as far as Islam itself is concerned. This appears to be the most correct view, and we gave the reasons why in the last class, that it is upon this view of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq was selected as Amir of the Muslims, as the Khalifa after the Messenger alayhi salatu. And others, Umar was selected upon his early entrance to Islam and his knowledge as far as Islam itself is concerned. Likewise Uthman ibn Affan, likewise Ali ibn Abi Talib. But Umar radiallahu anhu did not give a response directly to Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Why did he not give a response? despite his knowledge, despite the fact that he came into Islam before Muawiyah, radiyallahu anhum, despite the fact that he was more knowledgeable than Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, Abdullah ibn Umar, despite that, despite the fact that he was clear that Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan was upon an error, he said, radiyallahu anhu, khashitu an akula kalimatan tufarriku bihi tufarriku bayna al-jamb. Khashitu an akula kalimatan tufarriku bayna al-jamb. I feared to give a statement that will disorganize and disunite the community. So if I replied Muawiyah, the community will scatter. So this means that during the times of fitna, we all should pay more attention to being sure that the community is one. Even if that means leaving some of the opinions that we may have regarding a matter. We gave examples regarding the messenger, the companions not coming up in front of Uthman bin Affan during the Hajj when he made four units of prayer at Mina. He made four instead of two, and the companions were there. The people went to them as they will come to you. Ustaz, are you keeping quiet? Is this correct opinion? Is this the correct view? Please tell the view. The young people want you, the Ustaz, to be talking. Say it. Refute it. The rest of the companions, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he said, Al-Khilafu Shar. To come up here now against Usman, that's going to be a big evil for us. People like Abdurrahman ibn Auf were telling the people, calm down. Even the elderly ones amongst the companions, they say, hey, let's not open this discussion here. Because here we have people who have just come into Islam. They have little knowledge. Let's return to Medina. We will sit on our own and discuss it with Uthman. Why? They do not want to do something to farriku al-jamba. They don't want to do something in the time of fitna, difficulty that will further cause more problems. This is part of what many of us should observe. In the times of fitna, some of the people will tell, Ustaz, clarify it, explain it, say this. Don't mind them, don't explain, don't clarify. Because it is going to rather cause some more problems. Perhaps if that issue was discussed at a time, not that time, people will listen more. If your goal is that people should listen and know what is right from what is wrong. But some of us sometimes, you know what billows are? Billows. The goldsmiths use billows. Goldsmiths, they use billows. That instrument with which they blow the gold, it is called what? Billows. B-E-L-L-O-W-S. Billows. They blow it, they blow the gold, or Yorubas call it what? Ewiri. I don't know. I picked that now. So you blow the billows. Some people want to be billows to a fitna. They want to blow it. They want to blow it. But as for Abdullah ibn Omar, he said, no. Khashitu an akula kalimatan tufarriku bayna al-jam. I feared to give a statement that will disorganize the entire community of the people of Sunnah is what we are talking about. Masi gbo. Many times, eh? So why you video? This is not the issue here. The people of the Sunnah have an issue amongst themselves. Don't say anything that will further blow up the matter. Don't say anything that will blow up the matter. Even if it requires that you explain some matters, don't explain it saying things that will blow up and tense the matter. If you have to now say, when you are sure that when you say, it will bring about goodness. Unfortunately, many times people don't weigh what they want to say. Will it bring goodness or bad or evil? So that they are sure that, inshallah, what I will say will bring no other than good. That is when we should say something. Otherwise, we remain silent. That was what the messenger said, alayhi salatu wasalam. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, fal yakul khayra awil yasmut. He rather says good. So it means it is when you are sure that what I will say, bi'iznillah, will not bring any other than good. it means your approach to saying it too will be an approach of bringing goodness. So it's not just about Ustaz say, Sheikh say, Fadila to say. Then the people begin to push you, as they were asking Ibn Umar to. The younger companion was asking Ibn Umar to say something. Ibn Umar refused to say anything. Why? خَشِيَ أَنْ يُفَرِّقَ بَيْنَ الْجَمْعِ وَتَصْفِكُ الدَّمِ. I do not want to say a statement that will divide the community and bring about bloodbath in the community. وَيُحْمَلُ عَلَى غَيْرِ المراد على غير ذلك. And then what I will say will be misunderstood. Many times it happens in the times of fitna. You will say something, that statement you thought that by which you want to clarify is the very statement that will be misinterpreted to cause more problems in the community. So that's why many times many of the Muslims, when there is fitna, they remain silent. They remain silent. May Allah protect all of us. So remaining silent sometimes in the times of fitna will bring about goodness rather than speaking. So if you want to speak in the times of fitna to bring about goodness, think well, look well, look well, think well, and then speak in a manner that will not intend any other than good, will not show any other. If you make a statement that may be misunderstood, go back to it and clarify it. I said so while explaining so. I do not intend this. This is what I intend. So that to avoid anything that may be misunderstood in the clarification, and then it is the same thing that was supposed to bring good is employed for evil. So the point here is that we should be sure that in the times of fitna, we remain with the jama'ah and not say or do anything that will further cause disaffection in the community of the Muslims. So the Sheikh went on to say, وقال Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. In the same meaning, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said في خطبته, in a sermon that he gave, رضي الله عنه, أيها الناس عليكم بالطاعة والجماعة. O people, عليكم بالطاعة. Stick to obeying your leaders, O Muslims. Obey your leaders. والجماعة. Be together. Stick to obeying your leaders and stick to being together. فَإِنَّهَا, because sticking to the jama'ah and following your leaders, حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَمَرَ بِهِ, that is the rope of Allah, حَبْلُ اللَّهِ. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. All of you, hold on to the rope of Allah. So Ibn Mas'ud in this asar explains Hablullah to refer to what? Al-imamatu wal-jama'atu. To refer to imama, following the leader of the Muslims. Wal-jama'a, and sticking to the community of the Muslims, not acting differently from them. This is what Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, radiyallahu anhu. And then he says, wa innama takrahuna fil jama'a. If there is something in the being together that you dislike, in this Nigeria, there is no peace, there is no security, the Naira is bad. And all of this, you start talking about all these things as young people talk about now, youths talk about that Nigeria lacks this, Nigeria lacks goodness, Nigeria lacks this. And all the problems was caused by one single leader. Because I tell the people all the time, most of the times the people themselves are a problem. COVID-19 vaccines, AstraZeneca. Now Nigerians collect bribes over giving you vaccines. There was a news item today in Lagos. In fact, foreigners are receiving the vaccines. They said about 25 Indians, through the back door, people are lined up, you lined up. But here, there's another line from behind. They'd already collected what you call settlement. And they're giving the vaccines to those who are not supposed to be giving the vaccines. But they collect the money. I ask them, is it Buhari that does that? Is that a problem regarding Buhari too? Is that a Buhari problem? When young boys want to write SSE and they look for leaked WAEC papers, is that a problem of Bukhari? Bukhari caused young people to look for leaked papers. There are some lessons and extramural classes that are known for these jobs. There are websites where when in the morning of WAEC, the paper is leaked, some people solve the problem and put it on the internet. They said it on the internet. That one too was caused by Bukhari. Are those people up to 70 years old or they are youths? Who are they? So these are the youths who say that the elders are bad. And most of these elders did not cheat to write WAEC when they wrote WAEC. You youth, your own cheating has started when you are writing WAEC. Who is likely to be better? Old people did not cheat when they wrote WAEC. Young boys even cheat even during common entrance. During common entrance, there are cheating. Schools establish cheating for their students. So these youths who started their own cheating since primary school, they are abusing babas who perhaps maybe started cheating after they started working. Some of them became permanent secretaries before they remember that they need to steal money. Who is going to be worse? The one who started cheating right from common entrance. You see now. So the problem is not just about leadership. So stick to your leaders. Ibn Mas'ud said, radiyallahu anhu, wa innama takrahuna fil jama'ah. All those your complaints about the unity of the country, of the region, all those your complaints, خَيْرٌ مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ فِي الْفُرْقَةِ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ فِي الْفُرْقَةِ Those complaints are better than what you think you will gain when there is division. Those things you are complaining about, they are better than what you think you will gain when there is division. A clear example that we can cite is, look at Libya. Was Libya better under Gaddafi or Libya is better now? So فَإِنَّمَا كَرِهُ فِي وِلَايَةِ غَدَّافِي خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يُحِبُّونَ فِي الْفُرْقَةِ What they were complaining about in the time of Gaddafi. Gaddafi is harsh. Gaddafi is bad. Gaddafi is. Those things are still better than what the condition the people have found themselves now. The same thing in Egypt, the same thing in all the countries, in Yemen, in Syria. What happened in Syria became better than what the people were complaining about became known to be better than what happened later in Syria. Syrians became what? Strangers and what? What do they call them? Refugees across the entirety of Europe. So they now started preferring, it was even better to have remained. This is what Ibn Mas'ud is saying. All these your complaints now, all these things you are saying now, when the trouble starts, you will prefer, we hope that we are even stayed and be patient than getting ourselves. The answers only lasted about a week. Abi? Just a week. It was not a war. But we had a situation where in many places hoodlums took over. Hoodlums took over the streets. What you think police was doing that was bad? Hoodlums took over. Who were you afraid of more? Did you feel safer with police or you felt safer with the hoodlums? Answer me, Ikhwa. Aba Halima, who did you feel safer with? You didn't go anywhere. You were in your house. So this is what the companion is saying, radiyallahu anhu. He says, Ayyuhan nas alaykum bi ta'ati wal jama'ah. O people, obey your leaders. Be patient. Stay together. Don't divide yourselves. فَإِنَّهَا حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَمَرَ بِهِ Because being together under one leader, that is the rope of Allah. وَاَتَصِمُوا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. That Allah has commanded, don't be divided, stay together. He says, وإنما تكرهون في الجماعة. Those things you complain about when you are all together, خير مما تحبون في الفرقة. They are better than those things you think that you desire when there is a breakage. They are better than them. In fact, you may never get anyone. Many of the people will lose their lives and property during the furqa itself. May Allah protect all of us. Rawahu Ibn Abdul Barr fi at-Tamhid. Al-Imam Ibn Abdul Barr reported this in his book At-Tamhid. Wa at-Tabrani rahimahullah. Al-Imam at-Tabrani also reported it in Al-Mu'jam al-Kabir. But this author is da'if. Sheikh al-Albani mentioned it's da'if in Silsilat al-Ahadith al-Da'ifa. Qala Shaykh, but the meaning is correct. The meaning is sound. Qala Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahu, ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said, wa natijatul jama'ah. The benefit of being together is that you gain rahmatullah. You gain the mercy of Allah and His compassion. وَرِضْوَانُهُ. You gain the pleasure of Allah. وَصَلَوَاتُهُ. You gain the blessings of Allah. وَسَعَادَةُ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. You gain success in this dunya and success in the day of Qiyamah. وَبَيَاضُ الْوُجُوهِ. Your faces will be bright when you remain away from fitan. وَنَتِيجَةُ الْفُرْقَ. As for trials, as for fighting, as for dividing yourselves, the only things you gain from that are what? عَذَابُ اللَّهِ. The punishment of Allah. Is it not the punishment of Allah that two young boys will be playing? They will see a pregnant woman going, and they will toss a coin. That pregnant woman is carrying a baby boy. The other one will say, no, the pregnant woman is carrying a baby girl. They will say, okay, let's go and see which amongst us will win. They will go and open up the womb of a woman. Did you hear that these things happen in some of the West African countries? I spoke to some soldiers when I was in youth service who were saying that in Sierra Leone and Liberia, things like this happened. Young boys will be counting. Little boys, teenagers, they will be asking, that woman going, what do you think will be inside her? One will say boy, the other will say no, girl. They'll start arguing, so yeah, let's go. They kill the woman and open what is in her. It happened a lot. I read it and I heard it from those who saw it. May Allah protect all of us. Is that not azabullah? It's azabullah. If it is not azabullah, how does a human being think about doing something like that? It's punishment from Allah. It's punishment from Allah. And the thing that brings about that is what? Al-Furqa. So this is what Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is saying. He says, وَنَتِيجَةُ الْفُرْقَ عَذَابُ اللَّهِ وَلَعْنَتُهُ. And his curse, Allah's la'na, is that the people are taken away from his rahmah. Allah withdraws his mercy from people. May Allah protect all of us. وَسَوَادُ الْوُجُوهِ. You now see the faces of the people become black. Why? Because it is bereft of any sense of pity. Pity goes away, so the faces become dark. Faces become dark, lacking any sense of pity and compassion for anybody. Go to northeastern Nigeria and see these kind of faces amongst the people. The man is hearing bomb blasts every day. Bomb blasts every day. He becomes used to bomb blasts. If bomb will blast, let it blast. If it will not blast, let it not blast. He goes about his business. He gradually becomes hard-hearted and careless. Yesterday he saw somebody whose feet were cut from a bomb blast. The other day he saw somebody whose hands were amputated by bomb blast. The following day, he saw another person that the head was amputated by bomb blast. What do you think you are doing to his mind? He is becoming hard-hearted. May Allah protect all of us. So So these are the things that come when there is fitna, when there is furqa, sawadul wujuh, faces will become dark because the minds of those faces are bereft of compassion. Wa bara'atur rasuli minhum. Another evil of furqa is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam becomes distanced from you. That is, his sunnah becomes away from us. The compassion we learn from the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the people become distanced from that compassion. So you see, the people do what they do. So at the time of fitna, you will not be asking, follow the sunnah, follow the sunnah. Will you say that to anyone? You will not be able to say it again. So the blessings of following the sunnah of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam also becomes lost. If I want to say sunnah, sunnah, people say sunnah lonsa. Will you not run away for your life? Isn't that the condition of furqa? So a major thing to do when there is fitna is being together. Stay together. Avoid furqa. Avoid confusion. Avoid trouble. Avoid a civil rife. Avoid insurgence. Avoid it. Be patient over the hardship you face now. Is better for you than the trouble you think that you want to avoid, and then you create more troubles. During EMSAS, people broke banks. Is that part of the SARS they wanted to end? They say it was hijacked by hoodlums. Were you expecting hoodlums not to hijack it? Hoodlums hijack trouble. Hoodlums don't hijack calm and serenity. If two people start fighting outside now, you'll find hoodlums will come. It's like a bee to the petals of flower. The bee to what? The petals of flower. Do you need to invite a bee to the petals? What will happen? Once you have petals, expect bees. So once you have trouble, once you have problems, expect hooligans to come. So don't say you are protesting peacefully. If at all it was peaceful, your protest is a means of bringing about anarchy. So it is going to take the ruling of anarchy in our own Sharia. If at all it was peaceful. But I don't know what you call peaceful. When I am going to my office and you block me that I cannot go, is that the peace you are talking about? You don't have a job. Most youths don't have. Who partook in ENSAS? Perhaps. If they have, they are not in the majority. The bulk of the people did not have because they had to bring jollof rice for them to eat. And some people attended because of those jollof rice, the atojubo that they were eating. So many of the people did that. Okay. You sat down on the street. Yes, you have a right to sit down. But the time that it will be a peaceful protest is, you can sit down on the street, I can go to my job. Isn't it? If you prevent me, then don't call it a peaceful one. Because I will fight you. So don't query me for fighting you, for preventing me to go about my own normal business. So that's why you shouldn't say, why did the police came to evade and let the people go away? Yes, because the rest of the people also have a right to the road. Did you think like this? Did you think that the rest of the people have a right to the road you have blocked? So as law enforcement, they have to come and tell you go away from the road. Did you think like this? Is it part of, as you call it, democratic principles that you say you don't want to go to work and I can go to work? Is it democracy that you can go to work, I can go? Is it democracy that you can choose not to work and I can choose to work? If you choose not to work, why do you prevent me from going to my place of work? And you think that it's peaceful. There is no such peaceful protest. There is nothing that's called peaceful protest. If you sit in front of my office, that I cannot get into the office, how is that a peaceful thing? Perhaps on the day you came to prevent me from opening my office, I'm expecting a business transaction of 100,000 naira. You came and sat down in front of my office that my office will not open. My customers could not also come to my office to open for me to collect 100,000 for me to feed myself and my family. Is that a peaceful protest? So you did that to me. You are 10. You did that to 100 of us. Is that peaceful? 10 of you blocked 100 of us from our job. Is that peaceful? Is that what you call peaceful? What kind of intellect do you have to call this kind of a thing peaceful? May Allah protect all of us. So, natija, what furqa brings is that it brings azabullah. It brings la'natullah. It brings sawadul wujuh. It brings bara'atul rasuli minan nas. May Allah protect all of us. وَقَالَ أَيْضًا Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah also said, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ مِنْ أُصُولِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ لُزُومُ الْجَمَاعَةِ From the usul, from the basic teachings of the people of the sunnah is what? لُزُومُ الْجَمَاعَةِ Shaykh al-Islam says, because of all these evils that we have mentioned regarding al-furqa, and all these benefits that we have mentioned regarding al-jama'ah, being together, min usuli ahli sunnati wal-jama'ah, from the basic rules, from the fundamental rules of being upon the way of the companions and the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, is what? Luzumul jama'ati wa tarku kitalil a'imma. Luzumul jama'a, sticking to the generality of the Muslims, sticking to the generality of the people. Wa tarku kitalil a'imma, and avoiding to fight the rulers, avoiding eschewing fighting the rulers. It is from the usul of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a. That means if you see a person supporting that people should fight the a'imma, their rulers in their communities, fight them, go out and demonstrate, you should note that he is violating an usul from the usul of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'a. Somebody said, protest ki ishara in to man so yan di onibidia se ti re ti gbo ni se. Once it involves rising against constituted authority, you are violating the basic rules of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. We are not talking about that the community, the government of the day gives a law that contradicts the Sharia. This is not what we are talking about. And you don't follow what they have said. Don't forget that we don't have ta'a for makhluk fi ma'asiyati al-khaliq. What we have is ta'a for al-khaliq. It's absolute obedience to the one who has created all things. So, he says, rahimahullah, وَلِهَذَا كَانَ مِنْ أُصُولِ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ لُزُومُ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَتَرْكُ كِتَالِ الْأَئِمَّةِ So from the basic foundation of the people of the Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that you stick to the generality of the people, لُزُومُ الْجَمَاعَةِ وَتَرْكُ كِتَالِ الْأَئِمَّةِ And you avoid fighting the leaders of the Muslims. وَتَرْكُ الْكِتَالِ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ And that you avoid partaking in fitna. Groups of Muslims are fighting. Don't join anyone. Avoid it. Unless it becomes clear to you, because there's a big issue of fiqh here. Two groups of Muslims at loggerheads. Which of them should you join? Don't fight at all, or join one. Either of them is right. Don't fight at all, especially if you don't know which one is right. Don't fight at all, especially if you think that joining any one of them will bring you into more fitan, or that it will prevent you from things that are of a greater benefit. The likes of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum did not partake in the fitna. Why? it would have prevented them from teaching the kind of knowledge that they taught and passed on to subsequent generations. So if that participation will engage you and prevent you from these things, then don't participate. Why? I have other things I'm doing. Unfortunately, some of the people think that everybody should be participating in the fitna every time. So if someone now participates, it's also lawful to participate. When? When it becomes clear that one of the two parties is clearly upon error. And that's by way of following the verse in Al-Hujurat. وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. When two groups of Muslims are upon a feud, Allah says, فَأَصْلِحُوا, the rest of the Muslims should reconcile بَيْنَهُمَا, between the two groups of Muslims. What did he say afterwards? فَإِن بَغَتْ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. If after settlement, the other one aggresses against the other, فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي تَبُغِي, fight against that other group of Muslims that has gone in aggression, حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ, until it returns to the commands of Allah. You see now, that is when you can join a fight. That is when you can join a fight. So, but if for the rest of the reasons we had mentioned, there are other people settling it, there are other people trying to mediate in between the parties, or after one of them becomes excessive, there are other people joining to fight to make sure that this other erring and aggressing party is brought to follow the rest of the people, then you are free. Or that if joining in fighting the aggressive party may prevent you from other things that are also of the same kind of importance in the community. As we gave in the examples of the likes of Abu Huraira, the likes of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhum, and the rest of them, then don't join the parties. Then don't join in the trouble. I hope that this matter is clear. So you do not join in it. تَرْكُ الْكِتَالِ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ, you avoid fighting in the fitna. وَأَمَّا أَهْلُ الْأَهْوَىٰ, usually when the like of this statement from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, that تَرْكُ الْكِتَالِ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ, it's usually about when two groups of people are fighting for leadership. Don't join them. Abdullah ibn Umar also did that. When the soldiers behind Hajjaj ibn Yusuf were fighting Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he did not join any of the parties. And he was waxed. Join one and say no. But when it became overwhelming that the party that was led by Hajjaj ibn Yusuf overran the group of Abdullah ibn Zubayr, he gave allegiance to them. Yes, I follow you. So that's why when two groups of Muslims are upon a trouble, say, oh, this one should be leader. The other say no. Then they are fighting. Don't join anyone. But when the leader emerges that he is not having anybody contending with him, follow that leader. May Allah protect all of us. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah said it is from the basic foundations, from the fundamentals of the people of Sunnah and Jama'ah, is that what? Luzumul Jama'ah wa tarku kitalil a'imma, sticking to the Jama'ah and avoiding to fight your leaders. وَتَرْكُ الْكِتَالِ فِي الْفِتْنَةِ, and avoiding to partake in fitan. وَأَمَّا أَهْلُ الْأَهْوَاءِ, as for the people of desires and innovations, كَالْمُعْتَزِلَ, like the people of Al-Tizal, the Mu'tazila, يَرَوْنَ الْكِتَالَ لِلْأَئِمَّةِ مِنْ أُسُولِ دِينِهِمْ, in their own view, fighting the leaders is from the usul of their religions. The other way around, fight, likewise the Khawarij, fighting their leaders is from the other way around. Fight the leaders. That's from the usul. Ahlus Sunnah al-Jama'ah, don't fight your leaders. But the people of Ahwa, fight, come against your leaders. So that's why people always say, Ayin Salasi, you always say, don't fight, don't quarrel, don't cause trouble. Yes, that is from the usul of our manhaj. Why? One of the basic foundations upon which the dawah of sunnah and the dawah of salafiyah is based upon is that spreading knowledge. When there is fitna, it will be difficult to spread knowledge. When there is fitna, you can't spread. If there is fitna, we can't sit down here. Were you sitting here during Eid fast? If I told you come, will you come? You will come, inshallah. I will never tell you to come. Because from the aspects of Iman, like Al-Imam Al-Bukhari said, Rahimahullah, that Al-Firaru min al-fitnati min al-Iman. Avoiding and running away from fitna is from the aspects of Iman. So you can see us. You won't see us where there's fitna. Salafi. You won't see Salafi in fitna. You won't see him. He will avoid everything he finds is fitna. He will avoid it. It's trouble. Fitna. And the people of it. He will not only avoid fitna, the symbols of fitna, he will not have anything to do with them. May Allah protect all of us. This is Al-Aslul Khamis that we have read from the Usul of Sheikh Suleiman Al-Ruhayli in his book Fiqhul Fitan. So we can go on to Al-Aslul Sadis and we can go on quickly on it. Bismillah. I think I should read alone. Perhaps we will be faster. Abu Abdullah. He says, Al-Aslu Sadis, the sixth foundation. He says, Min fiqhi al-fitani luzum al-kibar. Min fiqhi al-fitan luzum al-kibar wal-hadaru mimma yanfaridu bihi al-sigar. Iza waqa al-ikhtilafu wala siyama fima yata'allaku bil-fitan فالزم ركاب الأكابر في العلم والسن واحذر ما يتفرد به السجار فإن في الشباب حدة تؤجل بصاحبها إلى الفتنة أما العلماء الكبار فهم كبار في علمهم وكبار في سنهم ومع علمهم قد جربوا الحياة وانكسرت فيهم حدة الشباب وغلبت عليهم الأناة فلا يصدرون إلا عن علم علموه ورأي أحكموه فهم عن العلم يصدرون وبالحكمة للواقع يفهمون والبركة معهم. The Sheikh says رحمه الله Min fiqh al-fitan, from the things, the foundations we need to know about in the times of fitna, is luzum al-kibar, sticking to the elders, not the youths. Don't stick to the youths. Stick to the elders. Once it becomes clear, like he said, wal-hadaru mimma yanfaridu bihi al-sigar, and avoiding the things that are only known with the young ones. There is something going on. These days, you see, the tribalists have been threatening themselves with the youths. Some Yoruba people, self-acclaimed Yoruba leaders, will say, Yoruba youths will not agree. Oh. Then in the north, some youths will come say, we the youths will not agree. Oh. In Benue, they say, we the youths will threaten you if you kill our governor. So it's about youth now. Why? Because the youth has a kind of an energy. So when the matter becomes youth, you are not hearing the voice of the elders. Don't follow them. وَالْحَذَرُ مِمَّا يَنْفَرِدُ بِهِ السِّجَارِ. Avoid those things that are only known with the youths. It's only for the youth. Like we mentioned in the last class, recently even Ohaneze and Igbo, we are telling, hey, you boys, keep quiet. Don't bring trouble to us. So when a matter becomes known with, nobody is doing this thing except youths, don't do that thing. This is what the Sheikh is saying. You stick to the elders, and avoid what is only known with the youths. This is what he says. So he will explain this point. During fitna, don't follow the youths. Those people shouting, Soros, okay, who are they? Youths, don't follow them. Don't sorosoke. Don't tell someone else to sorosoke. At that time, I was seeing some of the brothers. They were putting on their status sorosoke. I say, ah, see what now sorosoke? Can we sorosoke? You are following youths, young boys who don't know anything, except what is filling their stomach and their private areas. Most young people don't know any other than that. Stomach and what? Private areas. That's why those young boys stealing money through internet and all these. What do they do with the money? Stomach and what? Private area. Nothing else. You heard of one big investment anywhere? It's just stomach and what? Private area. Is that the person you will follow? Someone who knows not any other than his stomach and private area. He knows no more than that. That is the person you will follow. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, "Min fikhil fitani luzumul kibar." From the things you must understand about the times of fitna is that stick to the elders. Wal hazaru mimma yanfaridu bihi sigar. Be careful about those things that are only known with the youth. Iza waqa al ikhtilaf. When there is difference and commotion in the community. Wala siyama, especially fima yata'allaqu bil fitan. Things regarding taking lives, killing people, destroying property, and causing widespread unsettlement in the community. Falzam rikab al akabir. You know what is rikab? When you want to climb a horse, there is something you put your leg first. That is called what? Rikab. That is in the footsteps. Follow in the footsteps of the elders. He says, Falzam rikab al akabir. Stick to the footsteps of the elders. The elders in what? Al akabiru fil ilmi was sin. Those who are elders in terms of knowledge. Those who are elders in terms of age. Elders in age and knowledge put together. Put them together. These are the people you should follow. The elders amongst the scholars. Let me use that word. Kibarul ulama. Kibarul ulama. Follow the elders amongst your scholars. Not the younger ones. One young boy said, 50 reasons why you should go to protest. Say, you're the small boy. I'm not going to follow you. It's sufficient an answer. Someone says, Ustaz, write a response. I say, write a response to a small boy. He's a small boy. Don't write a response to a young person. You'll be wasting your time. He does not have a say. You can explain the matter and explain his own shubuhat, but don't face him. Because he's a young boy, small boy. Don't respond. It also means that you as a young person too, keep quiet. I say this a lot. Many times fitan come even amongst our learned brothers because our young people are talking. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, إِذَا وَقَوَ الْإِخْتِلَافُ وَلَا سِيَمَا فِي مَا يَتَعَلَّكُ بِالْفِتَانِ فَالْزَمْ رِكَابَ الْأَكَابِيرِ فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالسِّنِّ. The elders in terms of knowledge and what? In terms of knowledge and what? And age. Knowledge and age put together. These are kibarul ulama. These are the elders amongst the scholars. That's why sometimes when we say some things, if we say, for example, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abad said something, we say this is the eldest amongst the scholars. We are not just saying that because we want to say it. We are saying that because we want you to know that the elders, those who have matured upon the path of knowledge, this is what they are saying. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abad is in the category of Sheikh Al-Albani, Sheikh Bumbaz. Do you know that? When he was the Vice Chancellor of Jamia Islamia, those people were teachers there. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin. Right now in Medina, he does not see. Hafizahullah, he wears dark goggles, yet he still teaches.
He cannot even stand. He's brought into the masjid on a wheelchair and he's taken away also on a wheelchair. He just sits like this. He's wearing a goggle. You'll be reading the book to him and you'll be explaining. At this time, he's reading a book now. A very, very important book of hadith and fiqh. Al-Muharraru fil Hadith. Very, very good book. By Al-Imam Ibn Abdul Hadi Al-Muqdasi or Al-Maqdisi. Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad is one of the eldest amongst the scholars of Sunnah today. Amongst them is Sheikh Salih Fawzan Ibn Abdullah Al-Fawzan. Our Baba Ba'lani Awafani. Our Baba Awafagba. Sheikh Fawzan. Our Baba. So even the elders amongst the scholars will be saying, Hafizakumullah wa ra'akum. To them, Sheikh Fawzan. Allah elongated his life. He started being a scholar from the time of people like Sheikh Uthaymeen. Sheikh Fawzan. We started, their fatwa used to come together those days. The fatwa of Sheikh Bumbaz, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, Sheikh Fawzan. They follow themselves. So those are the Baba Dima. Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas. Our Baba Dima no. Right now he's reading Sunan Ibn Majah. He teaches hadith in Masjid al-Haram. What he planned here? I want Baba Fa. When we're in the north, there was somebody they used to call Baba Fa. Okay, put Agba in front. Baba Afa Agba. So that one is recognized in our religion. It's recognized from many angles. We can start proving that from verses of Quran and Ahadith. Ulama refer to something like that as Fadlu Sabq. The virtue of the fact that what you did here today is a virtue. And for me, one of the first personal advices that one of the elders amongst the scholars too gave me personally, whispering it to my ears, was that if you have a problem, don't speak about it until you have asked the early ones, the bigger ones amongst the ulama. Sheikh Mashur Hassan Ali Salman, he held me like this, Hafizahullah in Makkah. There was somebody who was there on that day. Unfortunately, he has died. May Allah forgive him. Malam Muhammad Awal Albani Zaria, he was there on that day. He grabbed me, he was speaking to my ears. When we left, the Malam was asking me, what was he telling you? He said, if you have an issue, don't speak about it until you have asked the elder ones, the big ones, Kibarul Ulama. Ulama always say that when they see that you are a person that people will be asking you questions. And that was why, throughout the issues of Corona or of that, if I do a dars of a mas'ala, before I say it, I call them, I ask them, hey, this is what I have seen. What should we say? Say what you have said. Say it. Then we say it. Because the issue was the issue that's regarding the generality of the Muslims. So a lot of care and caution should be taken when you say what you say. May Allah protect all of us. So in the times of fitna, falzam rikab al-akabir fil ilmi was sinni. In the times of fitna, stick to the elder ones amongst the scholars in terms of knowledge and age. Wahzar ma yanfarudu bihi sigar. Avoid those things that those people saying it are just amakekekil. That was what Abdullah ibn Abbas told the Khawarij. When he went to meet them at Harura, he said, show me one of the companions of Muhammad amongst you. Alayhi salatu Sabe dalani. No sabe. Then you are wrong. Kule Jesse, it can't be Islam. And we look among you, no companion. And you won't win. You this young ones. No elderly one. No, that is the meaning. Where are your elders? When Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan came to Medina and he saw some women doing some things he wanted to prohibited them from. People were joining hands to hands. What was he asking? Aina ulama'ukum? Awon afayinda. Where are your elders? So the elderly ones amongst our ulama, they are so important. Awon agbalagba die. Because many times, what that young boy has seen that he thinks he wants to make a fatwa on, olalaye, it has explanations. May Allah protect all of us. Today, a brother was asking me about a book. He said I should mention to him the book that I know in which the positions of the Sahaba after the death of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, the positions they took regarding the fitna when it came, which book best discusses these issues. This brother is a very learned brother, bismillah. So when he asked this question, I was wondering, why is he asking me? So I referred to a book, Al-Awasim Min Al-Qawasim, Fi Tahkiki Mawaqif Al-Sahaba Ba'da Wafati Al-Rasul, by Al-Hafiz Ibn Al-Arabi, Rahimahullah, Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the name of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, that is the name of Ibn al-Arabi al-Maliki, rahimahullah. So I referred to the book. Later on, my mind started coming up to the book. So I went and picked my own copy of the book. I started reading it today. Someone came and started asking me, what is this that you are? So I started telling the person what the book contains and some of the issues that we are discussed in it. So I said, this book, somebody gave me this book in 1997. Al-Awasim Min Al-Qawasim Fi Tahkiki Mawaqif Al-Sahaba Ba'da Wafati Al-Rasul by alayhi salatu wasalam, with the tahkik of Sheikh Muhyiddin Al-Khatib, Muhibbuddin Al-Khatib. So I said, I have this book since 1997. I don't know how many times I have read it. So one of the people said 90 or 2007. I said 97. I didn't make mistake. 1997. I am sure the person was comparing that with her own age. 1997. Al-Awasim Min Al-Qawasim Fi Tahkiki Mawaqif Al-Sahaba Ba'da Wafati Al-Rasul, with the tahkik of Muhibbuddin Al-Khatib. I will be surprised if many of our young brothers have read that kind of a book, because these days we don't pay attention to books like that. Ipata won sabe ko ngba ta na bi kutan alayhi salatu wasalam se bo se ye ki won se ni won se yen. That is what Ibn al-Arabi al-Maliki was discussing in it. Many times we don't read books like that. You want to read book on Jarh wa Ta'dil, you don't read the book of Sahaba. Jarh wa Ta'dil, that's your problem. Tahkiki Mawaqif al-Sahaba. She in town sabe she yen. She bo she ye ki wan she na ni yen. Ba'da wafati al-Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So many times we don't. So when we start thinking, this won't happen, this won't happen, we say, these issues have been clarified long ago. Long ago. But we are not paying attention to it. So the point here is that, why I refer to that is that, this 1997, some of the people coming to talk about Jarh wa Ta'dil, they were not born at that time. They were not. May Allah protect all of us. Age matters on the path of knowledge. Age or jewelry, it matters a lot. The Sheikh says, احذر ما ينفرد به السجار. Avoid what you only find young people talking about, doing, calling on to. Avoid it. Just like in the country now, you see young people, they are always saying, let Nigeria just divide this country itself. Let us divide. Divide to where? Who and who? How will you cut it? May Allah protect us. The Sheikh says, فَإِنَّ فِي الشَّبَابِ حِدَّةً. The reason why you should avoid what the elders are not doing except the youths, The reason why you should avoid it is that the shabab, fi shababi hidda, the young people have one kind of energy. You ajilu bi sahibihi ila al fitna. That energy will be pushing the one that has that energy until he gets into fitna. He'll be pushing him. We no go greedy. We no go greedy. He's the same person when the police catch him and throw him into a van. He say, I beg now. Compare we no go greedy and I beg. We no go do am again. So I did not tell you to say, will you do it again? He will be the one who will say, I swear true to God, I no go do am again. And who ask you this question? That is the youth. He's something will push him. Yes, go. When he gets there, he wants to quickly run away again. May Allah protect all of us. فَإِنَّ فِي الشَّبَابِ حِدَّةً. The young people have one kind of an energy. تُعَجِّلُ بِصَحِبِهِ إِلَى الْفِتْنَةِ. That energy will be pushing that young boy, pushing him until he gets into trouble. أَمَّا الْعُلَمَاءُ الْكِبَارِ. As for the elders, the elders amongst the scholars, فَهُمْ كِبَارٌ فِي عِلْمِهِمْ. These people are old. They have been upon their knowledge for a long time. Whenever I'm listening to a fatwa of Sheikh Fawzan, I learn a lot. The person reading the fatwa can spend 3 minutes to read the fatwa. The Sheikh will spend 10 seconds to answer. Have you observed that? 10 seconds may even be too long sometimes. And when you finish, you say, nah, that is next question. So it is from the nature of young people, come on, Rojo. Some of the questions, when he answers it, I will now be comparing every part of that question to the answer. You will see that as brief as that answer, it has covered all the talk. ولكن شيخ هذا الرجل يظن أن أعلمه إن لم يكن هكذا وقد كان هكذا. He will just keep listening. The next thing he say, هذا لا يجوز. I walk up above him, one go one and one and that. I gain a lot. Wallahi, you gain. This is a major thing you gain. How do you respond? Just one simple. But many times, if you respond simply, many of the people will not understand. Your response will now need another sharh. You now start doing the sharh of the answer to the question. This is the generation we are. We'll be talking. And the way he's talking, that is the way the Salaf used to talk. The companions and the Tabi'un, if you read their responses, their statements, very brief, but full of meanings. Very, very brief, but full of meanings. For us, we talk before we can be understood. May Allah protect all of us. Talk. We should stick to these people. They are the people who will tell us where to go, what to do. How to understand that verse, that hadith, and how not to understand it. Kibarul ulama will tell us. Some people say, Insala fi ema, you'll be waiting for your scholar. Yes, we are waiting for our scholars to tell us what to do. It says, Amma al-ulama al-kibar, fahum kibarun fi ilmihim. As for our elderly scholars, they are also elderly in their knowledge. Wa kibarun fi sinnihim. They are also elderly in their age, not just age, both age and their knowledge. They've been on it for a long time. Wallahi. وَمَعَ إِلْمِهِمْ. And in addition to knowledge that they have been upon before some of us were born, in addition to it, قَدْ جَرَّبُوا الْحَيَاتِ. They have experienced life. Wallahi, they have experienced life. And life experience matters. Life experience matters a lot. Life experience matters a lot. One life experience I never forget. If I tell us now, we'll feel somehow. I am looking at somebody like this till the person died. How is that? The person was waiting. breathing until the person died like this in front of me, like this. How is that? Have you seen that kind of a thing before? You can't know how it is. These are things you hardly forget. It will be reoccurring to you like a video. You are looking at somebody alive. You are looking at that somebody again, dead. Between just few seconds. To just... And one last one. You will not be expecting. Will another one come? Will another one come? And in every second, the longer you expect, the more that person had gone into the wilderness of death. It's just gone. That's all. He can't move again. He can't talk to you again. Can't see you again. Big experience. Ulama experienced so many things. They've seen so many things. Jarrabul Hayat. Add what they have seen. In Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, one of the early Muslims will say, Al-Ilmu Khibra. Knowledge itself is what? Experience matters. Recently someone said to me, why, when I said after Qiyamul Layl, we should say Subhanal Malik Al-Quddus, Subhanal Malik Al-Quddus, Subhanal Malik Al-Quddus. Why did I not say Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh? I say I prefer to stop there. He said, why? So he started saying that if I go to Hisnu Muslim, he started telling me, so I said, Jazakallahu khairan. I stopped there. Why? Wallahi talai ati damulori mas'ala yit bajir. The mas'ala of adding Rabbul Malaikati wa Ruh. So when he said, why did you not add? Why did you not say it? Well, did you not read Hisnu Muslim? Did you not say? I say, okay, Jazakallahu khairan. I don't know where to start to answer the question. Wallah, it happens. Now imagine our Baba Afas. Imagine Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbad. Imagine these people. When they say one word, Tobati Ribeo Ti Nimatoni, Loma Wa. Loma Wa. Don't ask him, Sheikh, where is it written? No, your assignment is that you go and look for it. Okay, Udebeni, when the day Allah makes you become more learned to that, say, oh, I've heard it one day, Sheikh Fawzan was saying. Wallah, it happens in knowledge. So apart from knowledge, they have life experience. They have related with big people. They have related with poor people, small people. They have related with middle class. They have related with Mr. Nobody. They have related with women, men, children, every class of human beings. So their life experience is wide. So that's why when that person asking Sheikh Fawzan is talking, Sheikh knows where he is going. He just gives him one answer. Boom. He says, Nam, the next question. So let's stick to them. During fitna, forget about those small boys who don't know anything. Don't use your deen to follow little boys, small boys. It's one of the ways to know what are you doing. Ask, who are those saying it, small boys or elders? How many years has he spent learning? Do we still count things like that? May Allah protect all of us. So age matters in knowledge. Age matters a lot in the matters of knowledge and life experience. So Jarrabul Hayat, these our elders amongst the ulama, they have experienced life. Wan kasarat fihim hiddatu shabab, and that energy that will push the youth to fitna, they don't have it. That's your garagara, they don't have it. The young boys' energy, we no go agree, let's fight it, let's struggle. No. So that's why when a cow is coming, you see the young boy, he will be running garagara. How will the elder do? He'll be watching where the cow is coming from. He will not spend that energy. He does not have it. But the young boy, what will he be doing? He'll be running. Hey, the cow will follow him. Who is the cow more likely to follow? The person that is running or the person that is dodging gradually? Who is the cow likely to follow? So the youth will get to fitness easily because they have energy. But the elderly person, he does not have energy, but he has experience. He knows how to avoid the fitna. So what do your people say? Your people, what do they say? Ogbogmani. He will just be looking. He will dodge. He will avoid it. He will turn like this. As for the youth, what will he be doing? He will be jogging. As he's jogging, what will the cow think? The cow will think that he wants to come to him. So what we do, you follow him. And then we start running again. That will now give a space for the elderly. He will just walk away. Meanwhile, that hit that was sharp, the energy of the youth, had made the youth to get into fitna. As for the elders, they don't have that energy. That pushing energy. Elders don't have it. That pushes the young people into fitna. In kasarat fihim hiddatu shabab, that energy had broken down in them. Wa galabat alayhimul ana, ifaraba le wunka is what they do most of the times. Al ana, resilience or diligence, looking well before you act. Looking well, who does that? The youth or the elders? Are we sure? Elders will look well. Even before they say, they look well. They will think well. That's why elders speak one after the other. One day I said, now I want to be talking like Sheikh Fauzan. I just found out that I could not do it. You know how he talks? One after the other. One after the other. I just found out, this thing is hard. Why? I have one thing he does not have. I still have some sort of the energy of a young person, even though I'm not far away from 50 years old. But they are about 80-something, 90-something. That energy I have, they don't have it because the energy goes down. It starts from 13. At 13, the energy is strong. His father will say, oh boy, stand up. Say, no, daddy, how can I stand up? It's not good to stand up now. Teenagers always think that they know more than adults. Isn't it? Say, oh boys, we are going to, they say, I know, Abu. That thing will fall. Say, no, don't worry. Hold it like this. Put it here. Say, oh Abu, I've told you it will fall. Most times it is Abu that will say it will fall. Abu knows okay, sure, I can hear Oshubu. They will say, Akole Shubu Moti Wodada. Oh, Ti Wodada. Akole Shubu. Akole Shubu. If you ask a little young boy now, can someone stand and stretch his leg? If I want to stand up and stretch my leg, how will I do it? Show me. Show me how I will do it. If I want to stand up and stretch my leg, show me how I will do it. Show me. Huh? 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 You will fall. Elder will say, Aki naro, kawashikini, kawanase. It's a taboo to elders. What is the meaning of that? They have talked about the consequence of that. When you stand up and stretch your leg, what will happen to you? You fall. But young boy can say, oh, let me try it and see. You will fall. That trial, the elder has already done it. What is shame, what is mark. It has no any other result than what? Fall. But the young one, he wants to try. He wants to try and see. Let's try it and see. At least, if I become minister, how will I handle it? A little young boy, minister. How will he do? What will he do? He does not have any knowledge of that. So that's why even the foreign countries supporting you, say even America is supporting that in Nigeria, you should be leaders. Their own president is a youth, Abi. Huh? their own president is under 16, Abi. So don't support nonsense. It's not good. Youth cannot be leaders anywhere. Nowhere in the world. They make one small boy. France that make a young boy to be president. What is he saying? He's one of the youngest. What is he saying? Maftoon. And one of the worst evidence, one of the biggest evidences of his being a maftoon is what he said regarding our messenger. Alayhi salatu wasalam. You hear Biden talk like that? Or Biden, you hear him talk like that? He won't. So they know the meaning of bringing small boy to be president. Small boy be president. Which experience does he have? Even the one that was not a small boy who had a PhD, he grew years after 3 months. He had to be telling us on television screen that I am the commander in chief of armed forces. Do you need to tell us that? Ikhwa, the day Buhari will call and say, no, everybody keep quiet. Don't you know that I am the commander in chief of armed forces? What does that mean? That is the way of the young people. But the elders, what you'll be hearing that this government has decided to do this. We are doing this. We are doing that. When Biden came, what was the first thing he said? He said, anybody that I find disrespecting anybody here, I will sack you. How is that? He said, I say it again. I'm going to sack you. Did you hear that? I'm going to sack anybody that I find disrespect. This is Baba president now. He didn't say, because I'm the commander-in-chief. No, he doesn't need to say that. When he said that he will sack you, you will be asking yourself and asking by yourself why he can sack you. You will get that answer inside your mind. So stick to the elders amongst the scholars. In the times of the fitna, our elders, our big scholars, you will be waiting to know what have they said. You will not exceed what they have said. If the matter has two opinions, two of them will not agree on the false opinion. One will say one, another one will say one. Then you say, okay, this one that I am saying, Sheikh Wasiullah Abbas said it. Oh, Sheikh Abdul Mustin Al-Abbad said it. So you have confidence. But if nobody said it amongst them, my brother, you are most likely upon error. 90% probability. The 10% is negligible. So just drop that your opinion and follow their own. If you find that you are saying something that no one amongst the elders said it, just like in the early times, you are doing something, no companion is among you, you are upon an error. And when you say, this is a big error. It is a proof of error. May Allah protect all of us. So the Sheikh says, ومع علمهم قد جربوا الحياة وانكسرت فيهم حدة الشباب وغلبت عليهم الأناء فلا يصدرون إلا عن علم nothing will come from them لا يصدرون إلا عن علم nothing will come from them except from knowledge علموا one kind of knowledge that they had known will be the reason why they will say whatever they say ورأي أحكموا whatever they say will be upon one kind of an opinion that they gain from deep thoughts and good thinking. فَهُمْ عَلَى الْعِلْمِ فَهُمْ عَنِ الْعِلْمِ يُصْدِرُونَ أَوْ يَصْدُرُونَ If you say يُصْدِرُونَ, they say what they say and give what they give. يَصْدُرُونَ, they emerge with their opinions themselves. Nothing will they do except from knowledge. وَبِالْحِكْمَةِ لِلْوَاكِعِ يَفْهَمُونَ And from hikmah, they understand what is going on now. Many young people think that, awon baba yen wo mo nkan ton sele lo lo bayi ni won ma ju olo. They know it more than you. They knew the kind of it that had happened before when you were not born. May Allah protect all of us. Wal barakatu ma'ahum. Another reason why we have to be with them is what? Al barakatu ma'ahum. This is from a statement of the Prophet Muhammad. Alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said what? Al barakatu ma'a akabirikum. The baraka is with your elders. Awa akbalagba yun. Al baraka wa anada. So those fatawa, take it from them. Take the fatwa for that. Abdul Mufsin Abbad, Wasiullah Abbas, these big baba akbafa. The statements are for them. I would have given us one instance, but I leave it because of what Abdullah ibn Umar said, so that it will not be misunderstood. So I leave that. Yes, it's a big example. One of the scholars said something. They say one scholar said, I say, Sheikh, that's my student. I cannot be talking and he's talking. Did you hear what I said? One of the scholars, Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abad, he said something. So I would say, no, he did not understand me. So he said, I didn't understand. Who said what? He said, one Sheikh said one thing. Sheikh, I was the vice chancellor when he was an undergraduate. He was number so-so and so on the list the year that he graduated. So I'm saying something. You tell me that I should keep quiet because of him. I did not used to know him as a person who was serious with knowledge. Wallahi. The Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Abbas started saying stuff. You know, everybody will keep quiet. So age matters in knowledge. When you say, hey, who is that? I say, I want Sheikh. Say, which Sheikh? You say, one Sheikh, so. I say, hey, keep quiet. When I was a vice chancellor, he was an undergraduate. He was number so on the graduation list. And we don't know him to be any serious student. So what do you do? Burning that can. So it's there in knowledge too. That's why the example this Sheikh gave is very perfect. But because of time, we'll not mention it. We'll start from there in the next class. The day the Prophet died, alayhi salatu wasalam, Umar radiallahu anhu was saying that anybody who said that the Prophet has died, I will kill that person. The Prophet has not died. He only went to visit Allah as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to visit Allah on Mount Tur. Anybody who said that Prophet has died, I will deal with that person. Okay. Who is older than Umar in the Ummah? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq. When Abu Bakr al-Siddiq came, he didn't even look at Umar. He went straight into the room of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. He opened the eyes of the Messenger alayhi salam. He saw that the Prophet had died because he was in Sunnah. After Salatul Fajri that he led on that day, the Prophet saw them, he was happy. Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu anhu left for Sunnah. It was on the road that he had and so he came back. Radiallahu anhu. As Umar was talking, people were gathering, nobody, the Prophet could not have died. So the messenger has not died. The munafiqun are still, Umar was saying all this. When Abu Bakr came, radiallahu anhu, he just went straight into the room. He opened the face of the Prophet, alayhi salam. He kissed his forehead. He smiled. He cried. He wept. Alayhi salam, radiallahu anhu. He felt uncomfortable. He put it back. He stood up. He went into the masjid. You know what Abu Bakr was saying to Umar? Ijlis. He said, Ijlis. The hadith is in Bukhari. When Abu Bakr came out from the room of the messenger, what was he telling Umar? Ijlis. What does that mean? Please, can you tell me what it means? He said, sit down. He said, Umar did not say, sit down. He didn't say anything to him that Ijlis. Umar was still talking. He said, Ijlis. Was there anybody who could ask Abu Bakr why he was asking Umar to Ijlis? When Umar was still talking, Abu Bakr just moved away from that place. He was saying, Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'in. Anas reported the hadith. He says, Taraka Abdullah ibn Abbas. He says, Taraka nas Umar. People left Umar. Yeah, they came to meet who? Abu Bakr and Siddiq. What did he say to them? Man kana ya'budu Muhammadan fa inna Muhammadan qadimata wa man kana ya'budu Allah fa inna Allah hayyun la yamut. Se agba fa nbe abi o se agba fa. So those are the people in the time when things are not clear, stick to them. I think we can stop here today. We'll take one question. Kama salai ba question. Where is Ustaz Doctor? Oh, mashallah. Faro etuka. Amen. what are you saying about the issue of hijab crisis in Kwara State and the action of the Muslims against the Christians? Are there no affairs in Kwara? Our affair Kwara ni umasaya. Not everybody should be talking about everything. The scholars in Kwara should tell the people what to do. You lato shulema ju fatwa ti won Kwara. So we will not say anything. Awon afa nta wa afa yin lo n ba so. Awon afa sunna ilorin. Abi o ta afa sunna ilorin. Abu Sal. Ta afa sunna nbe ilorin. Awon afa sunna wa. Nti won ba so n nti kan ma se nu. Have we answered that question? I think that's okay. Not everybody should be talking about everything. There are some people who should be talking. It's from the fiqh of what we are learning. I should not be talking about people in Ilorin telling them, you know, now do this. Ti won la fa sunna nbe to gbo sunna ye ti o fi sunna shalaye nton sele ni. Don't do that. Allow their scholars to guide them. They know it more than you do. They understand many other things you will not have read on the pages of a newspaper. So don't throw fatwa to them all the way from Oshogbo to Ilorin. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Amin wa amin. Abu Sal, where is my explanation from Sheikh?